I can't go to Boogie Street for gin and tonic anymore.
既然仁波切在那本小册子里面看到他自己的面孔，那他就在那边哀叹说，他不能够去Bugis那里去喝饮酒啊，吃药。Okay,
do you want to ask a question before we go more?
你们有问题吗？在我们继续仁波切继续接下去讲之前，
related to what we discussed?
跟我们刚才所谈论的有关系的问题。
Any questions from the floor?
Okay, yes. Then maybe can you go to, yeah, do you want to give the...
Good afternoon, Rinpoche. I have a seemingly very silly question, but it has been bugging me forever. Since Pure Land is empty, Buddhas are empty, does a Pure Land exist?
既然这个净土是空性的，佛陀也是空性的，那净土是否存在？
That's a philosophical question.
是一个哲学的问题。
I'll have, well, probably not from you, but it ended up becoming a philosophical.
大概不是从你那里而来的，但是问到底呢，是一个哲学性的问题。
Because we have to define what word existence means.
因为我们必须对这个存在这个词有所定义。
When the elephant, while you are dreaming, the dream elephant is stomping over you.
当你在梦中梦到一头大象的时候，在梦里的那个大象呢，梦中的大象踩着你的脚。
While you are dreaming, if I ask you, is the elephant exist? You will say yes.
你在梦中的时候，如果我问你这大象存在吗？你说是的，存在。
When you wake up from the nightmare,
一旦你从噩梦中清醒过来时，
then you will say no, the elephant does not exist.
那你会说不，这大象并不。
But you were relieved from being stomped over by an elephant.
但你被这个大象踩踏的这样的一个状况呢，你从那个状况解脱出来。
So you were actually relieved from a problem that does not even exist.
所以你从一个不存在的问题中解脱出来。
So the question is, does the relief exist? Yes.
所以问题是这样的一种解脱存在吗？存在的。
But the reason of the relief, it actually does not exist.
但是解脱的这个理由却实际上并不存在。
So Amitabha realm, with your question, I'm going to continue this. Very good that you lead to this.
所以关于这个阿弥陀净土存不存在，以你这样的一个问题呢，将让我引导我现在又在继续谈论阿弥陀经。Because
pa me, in the Tibetan language called pa me is something beyond. It's okay, loosely translating, limitless, right? Limitless.
那在这个藏文里面的阿弥陀的名字叫欧巴梅，那这个巴就是这个超越的，有超越的含义。但在这里，仁波切很粗略的解释说是无量。
I'm sure when we hear the word boundless, limitless light, most of us, we think of somebody who has lots and lots and lots of light.
当我们听到这样的字眼，比如说无边、无量、无尽的光明的时候呢，我们所想到的是一个人有很多很多很多的光明。
By the way, in some sutras, Amitabha is also known as Amitayu.
在某些经典里面呢，这个阿弥陀佛也称为无量寿。
In this case, it's referred as a limitless life.
在这里呢，所说的就是无量的寿命。
So in the ordinary ear, limitless life means someone who is very, 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 very old.
所以在我们平凡的这个耳朵听起来呢，我们说无量寿就是说有人非常非常非常的年迈，非常的老。
And especially the Chinese society who loves to live old.
尤其是在中国人的社会里面，你们都很喜欢长命百岁。
With like the longevity bun, the longevity symbols, the longevity this, longevity that.
长寿桃，长寿的代表，长寿这个，长寿那个。
So for in your image, boundless life means someone whose eyebrow is so long that is dragging for 12 kilometers or something.
在你的想法里面呢，说无量寿就的这个形象就是一个人，他的眉毛很长，长的十二公里那么长。
Basically, for us in our ear, boundless is always referred to something very big, which is stupid.
对于我们来说呢，在我们耳朵里面这样子一听的时候，当我们听到无量，我们想到的是很大的东西，这是很笨的一种想法。
Boundless is boundless. It's not big, it's not small. Small and big is bound. Bound means, you know, territory. It is limited. So how can we contradict ourselves? Oh, boundless light, boundless life. We always think, oh, big.
那当我们说无量或者无限量呢，就是无量就是无量，不是大，不是小。如果有大或者小的话，就是有限量了，有限制，有地区受限制的一种领域的这种感觉。那我们怎么可以这样子自我违背呢？那当我们说到这个无限无量的光、无量寿，我们一直都在想很大很大，实际上不是这样子的。
So does the Amitabha realm exist or not? Again, when we talk about existence and non-existence, we are talking about boundary.
当我们问到这个阿弥陀净土是否存在的时候呢，当我们谈到存在与不存在这样的字眼的时候，实际上我们就是有一种界限，有一种限量界限。
Okay, this is quite an important that you know, whole bound and boundlessness.
这个所谓有限和无限，有量和无量的这样的一东西呢，是知道了解这个是相当重要的。
All the suffering of our life comes from bound, limited. The fact that we make things limited.
我们生命当中所有的痛苦都源自于这种限制，我们让我们自己的一切都受到限制。
So actually, you know, earlier I was talking about how we men in the cultural, you know, Buddhists who are coming from a country that has a, you know, Buddhist tradition, we are now thinking Amitabha and Amitabha realm as a heaven, God. And yet, what we are completely missing is the title of the name or the title of this Buddha, boundless light, boundless life, is actually telling us the ultimate Amitabha Buddha. And we are completely missing that. And we are always looking for an existing, smiling, compassionate God with a halo, the swimming pools, the talking birds, and all of that.
那实际上呢，当我们这些来自一些深具佛教传统的国家的佛教徒呢，那当我们这种佛教徒想着心中想着阿弥陀佛净土的时候，我们总是想到的东西都是好像天堂、上帝等等。而我们却完全失去了，完全忽视这个这尊佛他本身的佛名，他的名号里面这些无量寿、无量光那个无量的名号，因为他所指的是真正究竟的阿弥陀佛。可是呢，我们就是忽视了有这个究竟的阿弥陀佛，反过来一直都在寻找这所谓存在的一个满脸笑容非常慈悲头上有光轮的这个上帝，总是泡在游泳池里面，有很多小会说话的小鸟围绕着，这样的一个话。
How do you say west in Chinese? West. What does that mean?Literal meaning.
这西在西方或者西在这个中文里面字面上的意义是什么呢？西方。
What does it? Does it have a meaning? Like a Tibetan word "nup"? "Nup" has a connotation of setting or exhaustion or the end.
比如在藏文里面，西方这个 "nu" 这个字，它有一个就是降落、耗尽、结束的 这种意含义在里面。那中文这个西或者西方有类似的含义吗？
Does it have any specific meaning? Okay, maybe this is something, maybe the, it has. You know, Chinese language is very rich, so you should think about that.
Right.
Westerner, okay.
仁波切是说，也许我们中文也有这个，西方也有这样的一个深很深的含义，所以我们应该去了解一下。
Okay, I don't know. Probably this is not important, but what the heck?
也许根本就不重要，那也没关系。
Where sun sets, right? Where sun sets? That's supposedly the west.
日落之处就是西方。
Now there's something quite amazing about this.
这真的是令人惊奇的。
Because in many ways, you can understand. Now this is, you know, now we are really talking from a very, very high level, okay? From which I shall soon get out. But I have to, again, this is coming from in the same package, so I have to talk a little bit.
那仁波切现在要从一个很高深的一个角度来谈论这件事情，但是他很快就会带过去。但是由于这一点呢，是整个包装里面的必备里面的一个必须的部分，所以他必须告诉我们。
Okay, we have so many thoughts, don't we?
我们有很多的念头，不是吗
？One moment we think about the towel, the towel. One moment we think about the towel.
一刻里面呢，我们现在想着他手上的这个手巾。
Next minute we think about the paper.
下一分钟想纸。
Then the next what I ate yesterday.
然后接下去又想我昨天吃了什么。
Next I'm thinking about what I'm going to do tomorrow.
接下去想明天要做什么。
Or the person in front of you, or the person behind you. So many thoughts.
或者前面的人，后面的人，好多的念头。
Now the question is.Each of these thoughts, they rise and they set.
那现在的问题就是我们的每一个念头都升起然后降落。
This is quite an important aspect of the Amitabha Sutra. I hope one day you will get this with a really great master who can actually coach you to get this point.
那这一点呢，是《阿弥陀经》里面一个相当重要的部分。仁波切希望有一天我们能够寻得一位真正的、很伟大的上师来帮助我们了解这一点。
Because the point here is this: every time thought appears, thought rises, the same thought sets, it disappears, right?
因为呢，这里的重点是，每当我们的念头一旦升起。每当念头出现升起的时候，同样的念头也就会降落，也就会消失。
And whenever a thought sets, that's where the Amitabha is.
每当念头消失降落的时候呢，那就是阿弥陀佛所在之处。
This is very much complementary to what Milarepa sang a song. Milarepa said, "Between each thought, there is the Buddha."
这跟密拉日巴道歌中所说的是完全相辅相成的。密拉日巴唱道说，在每一个念头之间都有尊佛。
So the west or where the things set is actually can be understood as in this very most profound format, which is when the thought sets, which it does from towel to paper.From towel to the book, the towel sets and the book appears.
所以呢，当我们理解这一切的时候呢，我们可以从这很深、非常、深的含义这一方面去了解的，就是当我们的心念、从这个毛巾转到这书本的时候呢，当这毛巾的念头一旦它下沉，一旦它消失的时候，这书本的这个念头就升起。
In that moment, there is the Amitabha Buddha. Believe it or not.
在那一刻之间，就有阿弥陀佛，无论你信不信。
And you might as well believe, since that's the only thing that you know how to do anyway.
那你还是干脆相信好了，因为反正这只是你会做的一件事情，相信本身。
Now, that Amitabha Buddha, if you ask me, is it golden color, red, blue, black, God only knows. We don't know these things. All of these are bound, right? I was just told by Stephen that in Chinese tradition, it's gold. Be it a gold. For the Tibetans, it's a red. Amitabha Buddha is a red. Why not? If in Africa, if it is black, fantastic. Why not? No problem.
那阿弥陀佛，无论是金色、红色、蓝色，还是什么颜色都好，那都没什么关系。因为刚才我们所谈到的就是这个无量无边、没有限量的一个状况。那就是刚刚仁波切才从 Steven 那里了解到，中国人的阿弥陀佛是金色的。那管它是金色还是什么颜色，西藏人的阿弥陀佛是红色的，为什么不可以呢？如果非洲人要把他们阿弥陀佛当成是黑色的话，那太棒了，什么颜色都行。
Can somebody remind me? Probably later or tomorrow. I need to also tell you though why Amitabha Buddha has a relative importance for us, because we human beings have lots of greed. Greed and Amitabha are packed together. Yes. So that's why Amitabha is important. But let's talk about this later, not now.
那可能是待会或者明天呢，请某些人帮忙提醒一下仁波切，要告诉我们为什么阿弥陀佛对我们人类来说是有相对的重要性的。那是因为我们人类
passion, I think it's passion.Not greed, passion, I think.
那原因是因为我们人类有很强的这个贪欲心。那这个我们人类的贪欲心和阿弥陀佛是两个一起合装起来的，因此阿弥陀佛是对我们很重要的。大概不只是贪欲、贪爱之心吧。
So, in order, to, okay. So, do you, okay? So, where is this Amitabha Buddha? Okay, where is this Amitabha Buddha we were talking about? You know.Right after the setting of the thought, there is Amitabha Buddha. Remember I was telling you? Where is this Amitabha Buddha?
那这尊阿弥陀佛究竟在哪里呢？刚才仁波切说，就在我们的心念降下，心念消失以后，当下就是阿弥陀佛。那么一尊阿弥陀佛在哪里呢？
Always with you.
一直都在你身边。
No increasing.By you doing lots and lots and lots of good things is not going to become better.
无增就是你不管做了多少许许多多的善业好事都不会有所增加。
Gallons and gallons of whiskey is not going to make it worse.
你喝了几桶几桶的这酒也不会让它有所减损。
In the Heart Sutra, remember, no increasing, no decreasing.
在心。心经中所说不增不减
It's always there
一直都在那里
So immediately we want to worship this Amitabha Buddha Right? Worshipping Buddha We have to worship Right? We have to prostrate
那我们马上呢我们就想到的是哦，我们要崇拜这一尊佛我们要尊崇他我们要顶礼他
Okay So how do we worship this Buddha?
如何尊崇崇拜这样的一尊佛呢
Okay, just briefly we will do this and then we will talk about the actual relative sutra, the swimming pools and all of that.
那仁波切会 大概的跟我们说一下那接下去我们才谈到这个相对的这一部经里面的游泳池等等。
Okay, so how do we worship this Buddha?
如何尊崇这样的一尊佛呢
How do we get acquainted with this Buddha?
如何去接近这一尊佛
How do we get to know this Buddha?
如何去认识这一尊佛
How do we, I don't know, how do we recognize this Buddha?
如何认知这一尊佛
Because at the end of the day, worshipping,In Buddha Dharma, Buddhism, is to really recognize the Buddha. You know?
因为在佛法里面呢，所谈到这个尊崇或者崇拜的时候呢，真正的意思就是要认知这尊佛。
Because you can't be thinking like few oranges up there is going to satisfy the Buddha, right?
因为你不可能真的认为说你摆放了几个那个橙子橙在上面就能够让佛陀感到满意。
You can't be thinking that Buddha prefers orange than durian. Durian?
你不可能认为说佛陀他比较喜欢吃这个橙而不喜欢吃榴莲。
This is all we know. This is all we know. That's why we are doing this.
这是因为这是我们所知道的一切，所以我们必须这么做。
For instance, argam padam, you know, the offering, two water.
比如说供养里面 argam padam 那个两种水。
One is drinking water.
一个是饮用的水。
The other is washing feet water. It's a very Indian thing. The Chinese don't wash their feet.
这是印度的传统，那中国人不洗脚。
It's all cultural thing.
一切都是文化的。
Now, of course, don't tell this to Tibetans, but.
不要告诉西藏人。
Really, there is absolutely no problem if you just make this wonderful, complicated Chinese tea mixing all of that as an offering. Absolutely fine.
No problem.
There's no problem if you do that.
仁波切说：“真的，如果你去泡去沏一壶非常香、非常好的中国茶，供养给这尊佛，是完全没有问题的。”
The offerings are not made to bribe the Buddhas. So important to know this.
很重要要知道的呢，是我们供养一切的东西，并不是为了要贿赂佛陀。
Okay, now, but let's go back to the ultimate Amitabha.
那现在我们回到这个究竟的阿弥陀佛。
How do we get acquainted with this?
如何去认识、去亲近这样的一尊阿弥陀佛
？Okay, just briefly, very briefly.
很简略的。
I will guide you, okay?
我会引导你。
This is raising your hope, of course.
现在我就是要升起你的这个期望。
Okay. You sit straight.
坐直身。
And I'm going to time it.
然后他要设定时间。
Yes, 5 minutes.
5分钟。
Very short, but it's okay.
很短，但没关系。
For next 5 minutes.
接下来五分钟。
Okay, actually, cough, yawn, you know, scratch, whatever you need to do that now, now.
现在你要咳嗽伸懒腰就是挖要抓痒什么，现在就做。现在尽量做。
Okay. When we start, after we start, until this thing tells us, no matter what happens, you don't move, you don't scratch, you don't cough, you don't nothing. If the mobile phone rings, do not switch it off, do not switch it on, none of that.
那从我们一旦正式开始的时候呢，直到仁波切手上的那手机告诉我们停止为止呢，无论发生任何事情，你都不要动，不要抓痒，不要咳嗽，就算你的电话响了，你不要去关机，也不要开机，什么都不做。
Just sit straight.
仅仅坐，身体坐直。
And whatever the thought comes.
无论升起任何念
mundane thoughts like the pizza that you ate today,
世俗的念头如今天你所吃的披萨
or if you have a good thoughts like compassion, love, please, for goodness sake, try not to get excited.
或者你升起了一些善念，比如慈悲心等善念，那仁波切求求你千万尽量不要太过让他们太过兴奋。
If you have bad thoughts like killing the person next to you because he smells a lot,
如果你有些恶的念头，比如你想把你隔壁的那个人杀死，因为他很臭。
Same thing. Try not to judge yourself, thinking you, oh, how can I think of this in front of this, you know, like Shakyamuni Buddha and all of that. Do not judge.
同样的呢，你不要因为这样的念头而批判你自己，判断自己说哦，我怎么可以在释迦牟尼佛像的面前等等的面前去想这样的东西，就是不要去判断。
Do you know why you should do that?
你知道为什么要这么做吗
？Because all the thoughts will set. All the thoughts, no matter how bad or good, they will all set.
因为一切的念头都会降落，一切念头都会消失，无论他的念头是好是坏，都会消失。
And every time it sets, beyond that is the Amitabha Buddha.
每当念头降下的时候呢，超越了那一点就是阿弥陀佛。
Yeah. So just watch your thoughts without any judgment.
所以就是在没有判断的情况下，看着你的念头。
Okay, so we are going to do it soon. So please scratch, cough, whatever.
我们快要做了，因此呢，现在你们尽管去爬痒，然后咳嗽、打哈欠等等。
Yeah, if you fall asleep, that's better than scratching and coughing and all that.
如果你睡着，比你爬痒等等还好。
Okay, we will begin very soon.
即将开始。
Okay, now we will start.
现在。
So.This is the ultimate way to get acquainted with the ultimate Amitabha Buddha.
这是要亲近究竟的阿弥陀佛的究竟之法。
I'm not making this up, huh?
不是他瞎编。
I have the sutras and the shastras and the teachers backing, so I'm not making this up, please.
是经典和经语论里面还有许多大师的著作里面所解释的，因此就不是仁波切瞎编。
But this, even though it is probably, as you can see, it is the most simple way.
如你所看得到的，这是最简单的方法。
As simple as it sounds and it appears, it is not easy to really believe and.Yes, believe basically.
虽然它表面上非常的简单，但是要去相信它却是并不容易。
Like many great Mahasandhi teachers, they say, eyelashes too close, you don't see. The ultimate Buddha too simple, you don't believe.
如许多大圆满的上师所说的，就如我们的眼睫毛一样，离我们太近了，因此我们看不到。那究竟的佛，因为太简单了，因此我们不信。
This is a problem with everyone.
这是每个人都面对的问题。
Almost half a century being a Buddhist myself, almost half a century after becoming Buddhist, I still can't believe in this simplicity.
仁波切本身做了差不多半世纪的佛教徒，到现在为止还不能够相信这样的东西。
Even though intellectually I know this alone will do the job, but I find myself always looking for rituals, mantras to chant, statues to worship. You know, some kind of a, you know, work is necessary. Some kind of a symbol is necessary.
那虽然说仁波切在这个智力上的理解呢，很清楚的就是单单这样简单的这个这么做就足够了，但是他本身经常还是喜欢找一些仪轨来做，持诵某些咒语来礼拜某个佛像，一定总是觉得需要做些什么工作。
I think it's also very the same case with the Chinese also.
他认为中国人、华人也是这样子。
Again, this is my limited understanding.
这也是仁波切自己一个不完整的理解。
You know, recently I was reading some of the Chinese philosophy. Very little, not so much.
最近仁波切正在阅读一点关于中国的哲学观方面的书籍。
Someone gave me these two books by Zhuangzi.
有人给他了两本庄子写的书。
So because I was in retreat, I didn't have much time, so I thought, okay, this is going to be my toilet reading.
因为当时仁波切在闭关，他的时间不多，因此他那时候就说，哦，那这两本书就是我上厕所时候读的书。
Every day one page in the toilet.
每天在厕所里面读一页。
By around the third month.
到了第三个月
really, a sense of I dare not read it in the toilet happened.
三个月后过后，仁波切升起这种感觉，就是哦，我不敢在厕所读这样的书本。
Like you know, the whole point of, you know, why I didn't read Dhammapada in the toilet is because, you know, I have respect to the Dhammapada. Whereas Zhuangzi, Chinese philosopher, I can read in the toilet, right?
就好像仁波切为什么不在厕所里面阅读法句经，是因为他尊敬法句经，觉得不在厕所阅读。那他认为，哦，这是中国的一些什么人写的书本，那庄子嘛，就在厕所读好了。But
this guy is so profound.
可是这个人这么具深度。And
there's also a comment, sort of some comments about Tao Te Ching.
那书本中也对道德经有一些评论讲解。And
the concept such as, you know, like, just leave things alone.
那些概念就是什么都不做这样子的一些概念。
But partially a joke with you. Chinese have forgotten these two people. You rather choose Confucius. Because Confucius says, hey, do this, don't do this. You know, bow down at this, do this. You like the ritual here.
那仁波切也说这也是有一点开玩笑这样子，他说我们中国人，华人，比较喜欢，我们忘了这两位圣哲，好像庄子这些，但是我们比较喜欢好像孔子这样的，他跟我们说，你做这个，不做这个，这里要鞠躬等等，我们喜欢这样的仪式上面的东西。Human
beings loves rituals and symbols.
人类都喜欢仪式，还有。
India, my goodness, every known beings are God. Monkey, the pig, every known beings.
那至于印度人呢，任何一个存在的，任何一个他们所知道的东西都是神，不论是猴子啊，还是大象，什么都是神。
And, you know, Japanese Zen, they pride themselves for having a simple shrine, simple this. But I have a story to tell you on this one.
那日本禅呢，禅修者，他们就是觉得非常的自大，骄傲说，我们一切都很简单，有简单的佛台等。但仁波切也有一个短短的故事告诉我们。
Even if a Japanese give me a Japanese Zen garden free of charge, I will not accept it.
但就算是有一个日本人供养仁波切一个他们的所谓的禅的那个禅园禅的花园，仁波切也不会接受的。Basically,
I have to hire somebody to look at it, and one leaf fall, you have to take it out. So much complication.
他说，基本上有这样的一个禅园呢，你就要雇佣一个人。 坐在那里看，然后一片叶子掉落下来的时候，他就要把这片叶子去除，这很复杂。Rituals,
symbols, inevitable, indispensable.
因此呢，这些仪式啊，还有表征等等，都是无可避免的，也是不能不需要的。I'm
not condemning them. You can't.
我不是在排斥他们，你不能这么做。You
can't condemn them. They are useful.
你不能排斥他们，因为他们非常的有用。Okay,
so with this, now, let's go to the relative Amitabha.
那这样子呢，我们现在又回到这。Where
is he from? What is his citizenship card number? You know all of that.
我们就回到这相对的阿弥陀佛，他来自哪里？他的什么国籍？他的这个身份证号码什么来的？
Well, you know, many sutras says different things, right?
许多的经典都写了不同的东西。But
there's so many lessons to learn from this, actually.
这里有可以让我们上很多堂课。Some
say that he used to be a monk called Dharmakara, Chöji Jungne.
有些经典上说，他阿弥陀佛过去曾是法藏，一个法藏比丘。
Or some other sutras say that Dharmakara was a king who renounced, but doesn't matter.
那也有一些经典说，法藏比丘实际上是个国王，后来他出家。
That's his previous life.
那是他的前世。
Okay, but we are talking about the relative Amitabha.
那现在我们说的是相对的阿弥陀。
So all the symbols, everything will come now.
因此呢，一切的表征就会出现。
So much so, like in the certain sutras, You are supposed to look at the sunset.
有某些经典说你必须看着日落。
Okay. I put this one. Tibetan, we call it the Xingjiang. Xingjiang. Purifying the mandala or the land. The dwelling. The purifying the dwelling.
在藏文里面是这个 Xingjiang 这个字，意思就是净化这个住在此的我们居住之地净化的这个坛城。
Okay, just to so that you understand the whole this business, it is mainly aspiration. This so-called Xingjiang is mainly aspiration.
这个所谓的 Xingjiang 主要呢是愿力发愿。
For instance, Shakyamuni Buddha, when he was a Bodhisattva, long time ago.
比方说，释迦牟尼佛当他还是菩萨的时候呢，那是很久。
When he was a Bodhisattva.
当他仍是菩萨的时候。
You know, someone who wished to be the Buddha to enlighten all sentient beings.
他是一个想要成为佛，想要成佛以利益众生的一个菩萨。
Okay.Young bodhisattvas, beginning bodhisattvas, their main practice is aspiration, prayers.
一个刚成为菩萨的年轻的菩萨，也就是他们初学的菩萨呢，他们刚开始主要的修法就是发愿。
So, for instance, Shakyamuni Buddha, along with 999 other Buddhas, did lots of prayers.
因此呢，释迦牟尼佛协同999尊其他的佛，他们当时做了发了许多的大愿。
Each of them, of course, their main prayer is to enlighten all sentient beings, right?
当然，他们主要的这个祈愿呢，就是说希望可以利益一切的众生。
But they also have a specific aspiration. For instance, Shakyamuni.Aspiration is never to be enlightened when sentient beings are going through what we call kind of more virtuous age or a more happier time.
同时呢，每一尊佛各自也有他们特别的一些祈愿。比方说，释迦牟尼佛他曾经发愿过，他永远都不要在一个众生经历快乐最快乐以及最贤善的时候呢证悟成佛。
He also prayed never to be enlightened in during the really, really, really degenerated time.
他也曾经祈愿说，永远都不要在众生最没落的时候成佛。
So in Tibetan we call it Tselo Japa, which actually means when human beings' lifespan is about 100 years, but which actually symbolically means when sentient beings have somewhere in the middle of not too happy, not too much suffering. During that time,His aspiration was to be enlightened during that time. For instance, that's one.
那有一句藏文有一句话里面的意思就是说，释迦牟尼佛发愿是在人类寿命100年的时候成佛。实际上，它其中包含的意义就是那个时候众生他们就是不会在疾苦。或者极乐的状态中，就是在极苦极乐的状态之间，在那个时候，他就发愿当时会证悟成佛。
He also had the aspiration to, when he becomes the Buddha finally, that he want to be belong. He want to belong to a family that is neither so high caste nor so low caste.
他当时也发愿说，当他证悟成佛的时候呢，那一生他想要就是投生在一个家族，不是太高的、太高等的，也不是太低等的家庭里面。
This all has its own reason.
这一切都有他们各自的。
This all has a profound reasons. For instance, when sentient beings are going through the happiest time, they don't have.Renunciation mind, so there's no point of teaching.
这一切都有他们很深的一些原因，比方说当众生经历他们最快乐的时光的时候，是不可能升起这个出离心的，因此没有必要在那时候示现成佛。
Similarly, if he is born in a very, very poor beggar's family, his renunciation won't make much point, you know, it's not too dramatic.
那同样的，如果佛陀他投身在一个非常贫穷的一户人家里面的话，那他即便是出离也没有什么大不了，所以不会让人家觉得惊天动地的。
Okay. Aspirations are powerful, huh? Aspirations are very powerful.
愿力是非常具有力量的。
When Shakyamuni Buddha took Bodhisattva vow from Dipankara,
当释迦牟尼佛向燃灯佛领受这菩萨戒的时候，
Dipankara said, if you want to take Bodhisattva vow, you have to offer me something as a symbolic link.
那燃灯佛跟他说，如果你要向我领受菩萨戒，你必须供养我一些东西，作为一个表征上面的一种象征意义。
He was a very poor person, this, you know, previous life of the Shakyamuni Buddha. You know, he couldn't find anything to offer.
当时释迦牟尼佛前世有一生是很贫穷的一个人，那当时他根本找不到任何一样东西来供养燃灯佛。
And there's this girl who sells flowers.
当时有个卖花的女孩。
So he begged her and asked her, I will offer you a day's service like cleaning the house and all of that if you could give me one flower.
当时他恳求这位这女孩说如果你给我一朵花的话，我就会一天帮你做任何的事情，好像清洗东西等等。
The girl was very puzzled. What's so important about this?
那这女孩就很困惑，这有什么重要啊？
So she asked for the reason.
她就问她的原因。
And when he explained because he wants to take the Bodhisattva vow.
当他解释说这是因为我要领受菩萨戒。
Then the girl said, well, in that case, I will sell it to you only if you pray that I will be your wife for until you attain enlightenment.
那这女孩就说好啊，这样一来呢，我可以给你这朵花，但是你必须祈愿说我永远都会是你的妻子，一直到你成佛为止。
And that's the Yashodhara.All the way until enlightenment.
那女孩就是耶稣陀罗，一直到释迦牟尼佛成佛。
Aspirations are so important.
愿力是非常重要的。
Just to share my thoughts, I have my own personal aspiration too.
跟大家分享一下，仁波切也有自己的一些祈愿。
And one is supposed to do the aspiration in a very holy places like Bodh Gaya.
那我们呢应该是在一些神圣的地方祈愿，就好像在菩提迦耶。
I want to reborn, not as the Tibetan Lama, this is just, you know, this is actually one of my aspirations, never ever to reborn as a Tulku.
这是仁波切的其中一个祈愿，就是永远永远都不要投身作为一个朱古，就是转世的这个师父上师。
There's a great master called Tselen Naso Rangdul. It's from the Nyingmapa school. He actually has one verses about how to pray so that you will not be born as a tulku. Yes.
那有一位伟大的宁玛红教的这个上师叫 Tselen Naso Rangdul, 他有写了一段，就是说祈请文，说你要怎么去祈请呢？让自己永远都不转世作为这个主骨。
But my aspiration is to becomeThe President of the United States, Premier of Republic of China, People's Republic of China.
那仁波切的祈愿是说以后可以做这个美国或者中国的总统。
And if it is in America, I want to become a black woman Republican.
那如果他投身在美国呢，他要投身做一个非洲的女人，那要是共和党的。
I'm serious. I really prayed this. I'm sharing this to you in case some of you might want to have aspiration to become my, I don't know, ministry of this, ministry of that.
让仁波切是很认真的，因为他跟我们分享是，说不定这里有些人啊会发愿说要做他的什么啊部长啦，什么部长等等。
But anyway, what I'm trying to tell you is what we call a specific Bodhisattva's aspiration.
那仁波切所真正要说的呢，是这就是所谓的一个某位菩萨他特定的一些祈愿。
Okay, coming back to Amitabha.
回到阿弥陀佛。
When he was a Bodhisattva, he had about 20, 21, 22, I don't remember specific prayers. Is it 48? Right, right.
回到阿弥陀佛身上，当他是菩萨的时候，他有四十八大愿。
Didn't I tell you the mathematics is?
仁波切不是告诉过我们那算术是
？And there is a two very very interesting one.
有两条特别有趣。
He said, "In the future, may the land or the dwelling place where I will be Buddha, may it be so attractive." May the people wish to go there and by having that connection get acquainted with the truth, the enlightenment and so on and so forth. That is just such a beautiful, beautiful aspiration. I mean, who could think of that?
那其中一个大愿呢，就是说愿未来我所成佛之所，就是他成佛的地方呢，愿那个地方会变得非常的美丽，具吸引力。那愿许多人都会想要去那里，而就是以他们想到我的净土那里去的那个愿力呢，他们会亲近实相，能够亲近真正的佛果。那这是多么美丽、多么漂亮的一个愿望！那仁波切还说，就是有谁会想出这样的一个愿望
？Smartest real estate agent, I think.
这是最聪明的这个地产。
And then the second one that's really interesting, he said, "You know, the death is something that everybody detests."
那另外一个很有趣的就是说，他说大家都讨厌、痛恨死亡。
Everybody so afraid of.
每个人都怕死亡。
One day, this breath that's coming out and in at the moment, one day, this is not going to happen.
那我们现在这个一吸一呼之间的这样的一个循环，有一天这不会再继续延续。
Yes, it's for sure. That's like confirmation. It's going to happen.Guaranteed.
是的，是很肯定的，很确定，这一定会发生。他保证你一定会发生。
But that's not the worst news.
但这不是最坏的消息。
The fact that we are guaranteed to die is not the worst news.
这个关于我们保证一定会死亡这个事实呢，并不是最坏的消息。
The worst news is.Not knowing when is going to happen.
最坏的消息是我们不知道什么时候会发生。
That is the worst news, isn't it?
那不是最坏的消息吗？
You can be stopping this breathing in and out after a good visit to one of these hawker center tonight.
可能在今天晚上你去了一趟这个熟食中心以后呢就要停止你的呼吸。
Okay. So, something that is so feared is the death.
那这个最为令人恐惧的就是死亡。
And his other aspiration is whoever thinks of me during the death, dying, that may I be able to appear myself in front of this person. Now that is just another great...Amazing aspiration, not like you know, republic, you know, can you know, president and all of that.
那他的另外一个大愿呢，就是说，当有人在临终的时候或者死亡的时候，如果能想起我的话，那我就会出现在他的面前。那这是多么伟大的另外一个愿望，根本就不像那种什么要希望能够做总统啊共和党等等那类的愿望。
But You know, some of you may think very skeptically, you know, skeptical.
当然你们有一些人可能是带着怀疑的角度去看。
Some of you may think, well, you know, this is all stories.
你们可能有些人认为，哦，这些只是故事而已。
You know, aspiration is just wishful thinking.
所谓的发愿只是自己在那边想而已，空想而已。
Merit does not exist.
没有功德是不存在的。
No, but you should really analyze.
不是的，你们应该真正的去分析。
Lack of merit or abundance of merit does it?
缺乏功德或者具有富足许许多多的功德，这确实是存在的。
So many examples.
有许多的例子。
Karmic debt exist.
业债存在的。
Karmic link exist.
因缘存在的。
Fact that Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code is a bestseller internationally. It's the most stupid book, actually.
就是那本书达芬奇代号是吗？那本书 Dan Brown 写的，它能够成为全世界最畅销的书本，这真的很奇怪，因为这是天下最笨的一本书。
I was just talking to some of my friends yesterday.
昨天仁波切和他的朋友在讨论。
I mean, forget about the Dharma. Forget about the Dharma.
别提佛法。
Even as a, you know, even to live in this earth as a sound, successful human being, we don't have enough merit. Forget the Dharma. Dharma practice way too much.But even as a human being,
就别说什么修行佛法等等，就连要存在这个世界上，要做一个正当的成功的人类，我们都很难做到。就别提到说什么修行佛。
Just go to any of these department stores, you will know.
你只要去任何一个这个购物中心。
Benetton, United Color of Benetton, right? Something like that.
就是购物商店的一些名称
McDonald's
麦当劳
Starbucks All of these
所有这一切
Making all of these like Yves Saint Laurent Cartier is it? Cartier All of these things are basically making the world ultimately boring
这一切的商店名牌等等让这根本就是让这个世界究竟彻底的很闷很无聊。
You know, really, you can sleep in Takashimaya, right? You can sleep in Takashimaya and wake up in Hong Kong and you can't tell the difference.
你可以在
Or elsewhere, London, New York, Paris, doesn't matter. World looks same.There's no more point of going sightseeing.
那你可以在那个购物商场 Takashimaya 里面睡着，然后醒来是在香港。那没关系，你根本就分不清。无论是伦敦、巴黎，这全世界看起来都一样。现在你根本是到处去去观光是没有任何意义的。
Last year I went to Morocco.
去年他去摩洛哥。
And this small night, you know, not small, quite big actually, bazaar I went.
有一个小小的市集
，just amazing, beautiful, you know, like this small old woman selling only like you know, like eye makeup that's like handmade, or stone lipsticks, or just.So much interesting things to watch and interesting, just everything, you know, like monkey dancing, fortune teller, snake dancer, tarot card reader. All of these are what we human beings have, you know, the wealth. You go elsewhere, anywhere, it's becoming, you are losing, we are losing it.
那当时呢，就是仁波切觉得真的是很奇妙，非常美丽漂亮的，就是他看到一个小小的小只的这个老太太，她只是在卖唯一的一样东西，就是卖这个眼睛这个化妆化 眼睛的化妆的东西，要不然就是用手制造的，或者就是亲手制造的化妆的材料，要不然就是用石头做的这个唇膏。然后就是仁波切觉得摩洛哥那里有很多很有趣的东西去看，那这一切都是我们人类拥有的各种各样的财宝，就好像看到让猴子跳舞的，还是让蛇跳舞的，还是看象的，还是玩那个看以那个塔罗卡来看你的未来的等等，这些都是人类的财富，但是我们正在逐渐的失去这一切。
25 years ago, when I was in Singapore, there's so many hawker centers.
仁波切25年前来到新加坡的时候，到处都有很多小贩中心。
About 15 years later, half of them have become air-conditioned.
大概15年后，半数都已经有这个空调。
This time, upon arrival, I requested my friends take me to hawker center. They had to search like for about 15 minutes, and we had to go like long way.
那这次仁波切来到这里，就说我跟朋友说带我去小贩中心，可是朋友们要找了差不多15分钟，然后带他走很长的一条路去到小贩中心。
I mean, forget Singapore, but even India, it is one of the last places where things are actually a little different.
就别提新加坡了，即便是印度本身，印度呢是世界上差不多最后一个地方它的东西还跟其他地方不太一样。
It's really nice to see, you know, big cows sleeping right in front of the middle of the highway. It's nice to see. It's really interesting.
那他觉得那里真的很好，东西都很好看，会看到很多景象，就好像在这个快速公路、高速公路中央就有一只很大的牛在那里睡觉。
But even India is losing it.
即便是印度也正在逐渐失去这一切。
India has a similar department stores. Everything, Calvin Klein, everything is there.
那印度现在也有类似的这些商场，就好像 Calvin Klein 这些。
The only difference between Indian department store and here is the Indian department store seems to have a lot of more fart smells.
印度的商场和新加坡的那些百货商场的唯一区别呢，就是印度那里的百货商场有很多的这个放屁的那个味道。
That's all.Talking about merit.
谈到功德。
This is degeneration.
这就是
losing uniqueness.
失去我们的这个个别特性，这就是所谓的没落或者末法。
By the way, I read that Da Vinci Code myself from page one to page last page.
那仁波切有读那个达芬奇代号，他从第一到最后一页都读到完了。
But you know, this tells us that we must have owe him, Dan Brown, a lot.
那仁波切说，这只能告诉我们说，我们大家都欠了这个 Dan Brown, 就是达芬奇代号的这本书的作者呢，我们一定是欠了他很多的业债。
We could have done so many amazing other things all these hours, but we have paid him that.
那么多的小时，那么多的时间都花在读他的书，实际上可以做许多别的事情。
So you cannot really say marriage does not exist. Marriage does exist. Karmic link exists. Karmic debt exists. All of this exists.
所以你不太能够说这业功德不存在，功德业力业债缘分等等都是存在的。
Of course, it of course is a very individual definition, of course.
当然有个别的这种定义。
For somebody, a boutique cafe shop is more important than going to same old Starbucks again and again. Special, home run, family run, interesting. To have that, for some people, maybe consider more because of better...Merit. But for others, and unfortunately, a lot of others, to have a Starbucks erected next door is like a sound of Sukhavat.
那对于一些人来说，可能他们比较有功德，他们可能认或者有福报，他们可能认为说有一个就是自家经营的那种小小的咖啡馆、咖啡厅，会他们会比较喜欢。但可惜的是，有更多的人，他们如果好像他们的隔壁开了一家星巴克这样的咖啡厅呢，他们就好像听到了这个西方净土的声音一样的开心。
So going back to the Amitabha again.
又回到阿弥陀佛身上。
Relatively, when the Amitabha was a bodhisattva, he had lots of aspiration. And among them, two things that's quite interesting that I just pick up from, you know, randomly. I'm sure all 48, right? 48 of them are amazing, I'm sure.
相对来说，当阿弥陀佛还是菩萨的时候呢，他立下了许多很令人惊叹的誓言。那其中，仁波切随便就是选了抽出两个誓言，他觉得是非常令人赞叹的。但他很肯定，很肯定的是，阿弥陀佛的48大愿，每一条愿都是非常的令人赞叹。
Now.We will talk about this more tomorrow. I think a continuous flow is important.
那仁波切明天会解释的更多。他认为连续连串这样子下去是很重要的。
Actually, yes, the word believe.
信仰这个字。
The word believe, quite interesting, a vague idea in which some confidence is placed.
它的定义是一个大概的一种概念，就是你把你的信心建立在一种大概的概念。
When we talk about belief, we are talking about perception, aren't we?
当我们谈到信仰的时候呢，我们谈的不就是觉受吗？
So, you know, this request of combining the Amitabha, the concept of Amitabha realm and the Amitabha Buddha with the great...You know, teachings of path and fruit, nangsum, triple perception.
那关于这样的一个请求，就是要将这个阿弥陀佛还有阿弥陀净土的教法和这个道果这三现分或者三种感知的这样的教法结合起来的这一个请求。
And this is something that we will talk discuss right at the beginning tomorrow.
那我们明天第一时间就会讨论这个。
And I think we will talk more about the relative Amitabha. That's because that's really important.
那我们会谈论多一点关于相对的阿弥陀佛，因为这个是很重要的。
You know, it's like this. If you have never tasted the salt,
是这样的。如果你从来没有品尝过盐的味道
，right? If you have never tasted the salt, then it's important that I make you taste sweet.
如果你从未尝试过盐的味道，那很重要的是我要让你品尝这个糖甜味是怎样的。
Because that gives me the opportunity to say that's not it.
因为这样就可以给我机会告诉你，那不是你要找的。
So relative is very important.
因此相对是很重要的。
Okay, so we discuss this tomorrow. Maybe three questions tonight.
明天我们讨论那今晚可能三个问题。
And please try to You know, ask the questions based on the Amitabha and Amitabha Sutra and all that.
请尽量就是问关于阿弥陀佛和阿弥陀经的问题。
Any questions? If no questions, that's also fine.
Thank you, Rinpoche. You spoke about merit, and I'm not quite sure I understand what merit is. I know how it's often used, but the way you spoke about it, it sounds like gratitude or appreciation or something like that.Could you say more about what merit is?
的问题是功德是什么呢？好像是跟感激有关系。
Merit is actually a poetic name given to cause, condition, and effect. That's it, basically. And we use poetic because, you know, okay, you know, if you eat lots of fat, and if your cholesterol goes up, and if you have really suffer with your health. There is a gathering of cause and condition because you add lots of fat and you're not doing the right thing, you are not doing the exercise, all of that. But we will not call it that you have a bad health because of your merit. Rather, we use some derogatory term like bad karma. You understand? But of course, we will not use that also. It's because of your, you know, life, what do you call it, lifestyle. But actually, that's it. Merit is more, I guess, it's a more religious connotation. So it's poetic, positive name given to cause and condition and effect.
那功德本身是一个比较诗情画意的一个名字，就是美化我们所谓的这个因缘果的这样一个概念，就是一个比较诗意的，对不起，功德是对这个因缘果的一个比较富诗意的一个名字，只是这样子而已。 那比方说，如果你吃很多油腻的东西，如果你的胆固醇上升，然后你的健康受到，就是健康上面出现问题，那实际上只不过是你因为你聚集了各种因和缘的缘故，但是就比方说你吃的不健康，你没有做对的事情，你没有运动等等。 但是呢，你不会说，哦，你现在健康出现问题，是因为你有功德，我们不会这么说。我们可能会说，那是我们给一个难听的名字说，那是因为你有这个业障。但是很多时候我们也并不用这样的名词，很多时候我们只是说，哦，那是由于你的生活习惯、生活形态的关系。 因此呢，所谓的功德只是一个功德这个词，跟好像有一点宗教性的含义。真正呢，功德只不过是一个好听、一个美丽、富诗意的一个名字，就是对于这个因缘果这个概念的一个另外一个名字。
Two questions, okay? You want to answer?
Thank you very much for the teaching. I wonder why do we need to look for uniqueness? What's wrong with the you know, the universal boring Starbucks, and we need to look for the homemade coffee. Can we just say we don't care, we just need coffee, and we can take wherever we want?
Why should we, okay, because of the echo, can you repeat that again?
Why do we need to look for uniqueness? Can we just say we
look
don't
for
uniqueness?
Uniqueness?
Uniqueness, yeah.
I see. Mm.
So what's wrong with the universal Starbucks and the franchise? Can we just say we don't care? You know, we want that.
Spiritually speaking, absolutely, you know, nothing. Nothing special about uniqueness, about the world.
Now,
the spiritual point of view.
问题是为什么我们需要这所谓的独特呢？ 无论是喝这独特的咖啡还是星巴克的咖啡等等， 难道我们不可以就是不管，就是反正是咖啡就喝吗？ 仁波切说精神修行道上面来看的话是根本就不重要的， 所谓的独特没什么。
From the worldly point of view, no, nothing to do with the Dharma. Everybody wants to be special.
Really?
I think so. It's something to do with the ego, you know.
This is something I want to say, you know.
Actually, I really respect when you say really, because human beings have a very strange conflict. We all want to be special. We all want to be unique. But when you are too unique, then you are alienated. So you also want to wear the uniform and be with somebody and into a group. Like a Buddhist, Mahayanist, you know, all of that. But within that group, also you want to be the little bit unique with maybe a pink color hair or something like that.
Yeah. So being unique is like kind of the manifest of one's ego. So
yes.
Why
wanting for attention, I guess.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
So why do we need to look for the uniqueness?
Only worldly, on the worldly level. From the Dharma point of view, of course, we don't want to look for. But within the secular world, as a human being, that's what I'm saying, forget the Dharma. But within the world, don't you think it's nice? Okay, when I go to a Chinese restaurant, I would like to have a Chinese food instead of a sandwich. If everything becomes like a, you know, jumble up, then, well, from the spiritual point of view, no problem. But from the worldly point of view, almost little no entertainment anymore.
So why are we talking about this kind of cases during this Dharma talk? You mean,
because
what's the meaning here?
Because lack of the Dharma to even to become, forget about practicing the Dharma, even to experience the uniqueness of individual human being. Because we are all trying to fit in, so we make ourselves more and more boring. And we also know that. You got that? With the logic?
I got that, but like, maybe I'm wrong, but it's like, you know, we are approaching Dharma, but Dharma is becoming a tool or a method for us to be becoming unique. So in this case...
Yes, from the Dharma point of view, yes, you're absolutely right. I'm agreeing. But I'm keeping the Dharma aside. Let's forget the Dharma. But even, okay, so when we have no more Dharma, what do we have? Worldly life. So let's have a good worldly life. That's what I'm saying. Right? Let's say we have let's really have a good worldly life. So which means that each one have something to show.
Thank you.
他的问题主要就是关于独特性, 不是来自于这个自我吗? 为什么要推崇独特性? Rinpoche 澄清说, 当然从佛法的角度来讲, 这独特根本是不算什么, 根本就不需要的, 但如果我们不谈论佛法的话, 这世间上面的就是, 其实每一个人都希望独特, 但是要独特的同时呢, 我们又 不敢太过独特, 比方说我们要说自己是佛教徒还是什么大乘的佛教徒, 就是要归属于一个小组里面, 但是在小组里面, 我又要想要独特, 因此就染了粉红色的头发等等, 实际上, 这就是, 我们, 这一点, 那还有就是我们, 如果不谈佛法的话, 那么就是谈世间法, 那谈世间法的话, 为什么不要让这个世间更多东西看呢? 比较有趣一点, 不要只是为了忙着, 跟着别人, 跟随别人, 而让我们的生命越来越, 无聊。
It's probably just me, okay, this way of thinking, because, you know, I have this thing, you know, like, I like to, when I go to China, I like to really see the Chinese man with a shaved, here, you know this, yeah? Shaved here, and the long hair, with the long, what do you call it? Chuang Sham or something? With a, yeah? I like to see that. It would be really nice. But they all look, they're all wearing Yayoji Yamamoto. You understand? Even the Mao suit, to me, is more interesting. It's unique. To me, it's something to photograph. But now I have nothing to photograph because everybody's, you know, I might as well just scrap a newspaper and then say, just keep that.
可能这只是仁波切本身自己的想法。比方说他去中国的话，他希望看到的是中国的男人，有这个梳这个辫子，然后就是穿中山装等等，就是有比较独特一点。他会想看，想拍照，但是现在呢，什么都看不到了，没得拍照了，他。 就不如撕下这个报纸的一端，这样子给人家看就够了。
Okay, one last question.
最后一道问题。
Yeah, this is a question about the relative Amitabha.
Whoa.
The relative in general. Because sometimes I get the sense that the relative means the arbitrary, and it's kind of confusing for a practitioner to know what's essential about the relative and what is cultural about the relative. Ah. When you were talking about the relative Amitabha, you were referring to the Chinese relative Amitabha, which is golden, and the Tibetan relative Amitabha, which is red. And for us who have to visualize this in our practices as a way to understand the absolute, it becomes confusing to know, you know, if the major and minor marks are essential or just cultural or arbitrary. So...
That part, I didn't get it. Can you repeat that part? Just that part?
Yep. There are certain aspects about the relative that seem essential and important in a heuristic sense.
Yes, very good. Very good, yes.
Is a way to get us to the absolute.
Yes,
but then there are other things that seem to be arbitrary and cultural. And how you tell them apart so that you can have some confidence in your practice seems to be very important.
Yeah, this is a very good, very valid question. Yes.
How do we get to that point where we have that confidence that we're not just making up a Picasso painting and pretending it's Amitabha, for example?
Right.
And if you're totally lost, if you're going down the wrong path.
Mm-hmm.
粗略来翻译就是他说的是当我们说到这个相对的阿弥陀佛的时候他听起来相对有两个部分一部分是重要的一部分是大概的文化性的不是真实的那他经常不知道要怎么区分开来比方说佛陀的各种身相三十二相种种八十种好等等这些是重要的呢还是只是文化上的假设性的
This is a very important point, actually. And I'm quite fanatical about this.
是一个非常重要的问题，是个很好的问题。 那 Rinpoche 本身也是狂，对于这样的一个问题，非常的狂热。
One of the biggest, okay, I don't know about other tradition, but one of the biggest weakness of the Tibetan Lamas, we always end up teaching more the Tibetan culture. Than the Buddha Dharma.
那他不知道其他的传统如何，但他认为说他们西藏的喇嘛其中一个最大的最弱的一环呢，就是他们经常教的是西藏的文化，而不是教佛法。You
are talking about like washing feet water, which is essential for the Indian to enter into the house, but which is, I mean, when that's practiced in Tibet. Forget about washing feet. They don't wash their body for years.
那比方说我们谈到那个印度人他们要洗脚的那个水实际上印度人他们要进到屋子里面之前一定要很重要的是要洗脚那说到西藏人别提到洗脚他们连身体几年都不洗一次身体
No, you are very right on that one. For instance, you know, Buddha Dharma is growing everywhere. It's growing everywhere. And that's wonderful. That's the compassionate activity of the Buddha. It should.
你说的这点对，比方说，佛法四处都已经弘扬四处了，这是非常好的。那这是因为佛陀他们的慈悲而导致这样子。
There are so many things like that. Okay, there's, I mean, okay, a different cultural background. You're absolutely right. You know, it's like how would we Tibetans, if we are told a spiritual path that involves our Buddha wearing a bow tie, for instance, or a dinner jacket, which is non-existent in Tibet?
那有很多这样的例子，就是关于不同的文化背景所产生的。 问题，比方说西藏人，如果有人告诉他说你的这个法道呢，包括有这样的一尊佛，这佛身上戴着那个是，对不起啊，这是 bow tie，然后或者就身上披着那个夹克，领结。
Oh, doesn't matter, whatever.
领结。
Okay, and if I may, there's even more interesting angle.
还有一个更有趣的角度.
For instance, like the definition of non-virtuous action.
比方说，关于这个恶业或者不善业的定义.
Okay, I'm sorry if some people get offended, but let's talk about sexual misconduct.
就是如果有些人被得罪的话，对不起，那我们来谈谈所谓的这个邪淫.
Buddhism coming from places like India, Tibet, China, same gender, you know, sexual activities consider sexual misconduct. But that's changing now. That's changing. If you tell a public, you tell San Francisco, hey, you know, having sex with the same gender, you know, similar gender, that's a sexual misconduct. You will be lucky to be alive.
比方说，来自于印度。 西藏中国的佛教传统呢，他们一般认为说同性进同性之间进行性行为呢是属于邪淫的一种行为，但现在这个已经在慢慢改变了。比方说今时今日，如果你到三藩市，你去告诉他们说，哎，你们有这个同性之间有这个性关系的话是属于邪淫的行为，那如果你还能够活着回来已经算是很幸运了。
And there's many other things, like in the tantric, there's a union practice that evolves, that when it comes to that, it becomes even more interesting, but let's not talk about that now.
那还有更多的东西，比方谈到密续的时候，就有很多所谓的结合等等，那现在我们就不谈这些。
So what do we do? For those who have a different sexual orientation, are they not qualified to be a Buddhist? Absolutely not. Buddha's compassion is to everyone, equal.
那怎么做呢？是不是那些有不同的这个性倾向的人就不适合做佛教徒呢？根本就不是，佛菩萨的慈悲是 无量的。
Okay, where cultural, when the culture take precedings, when the culture takes precedings, it's always very dangerous.
当这个文化超越一切的时候，就开始当文化主导和超越这一切的时候，这就开始有点危险了。
So to answer your question, any relative arbitrary method, as long as it is bringing you closer to the truth, such the truth, like all impound, all compounded things are impermanent, all emotions are pain, all of.If any of this method brings you closer to the truth, good. That's arbitrary, that's a relative method, but useful. Any kind of method, arbitrary, relative method, that takes you away from the truth, not good. Even though it looks very valuable, old custom, blah, 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 not good.
那要回答你的问题来说呢，任何的方法，任何相对任何相对假设的方法呢，只要这个方法能带你趋近真相，所谓的真相就比方说是诸行无常、诸受是苦之类的真相，任何一个假设相对的方法，如果能让你趋近这样的真相，那他们是好的，因为他们是有用的。那同样的呢，任何的方法，无论是相对的假设性的方法呢，如果他们让你远离真相，那他们就是不好的。无论这个方法外表看起来有多么的珍贵，有多么的古典等等，但都是不好的。
The cultural, you know, dictating Buddha Dharma through culture has really destroyed Buddhism a lot everywhere.
而佛法呢，由这个文化所主导的这个佛法呢，这一方面这种发展呢，在世界各地都摧毁了佛教。
Like for instance, I'm sure some of you would be surprised if you say, "Oh, you can be a butcher and a Buddhist." Won't you be surprised?
我想你们有些可能会很惊讶，如果我说你可以同时做一个屠夫，也同时是个佛教徒。
So what are we supposed to do with the butcher if he wants to also practice?
要不然，如果有一个屠夫，他也想修佛的话，我们应该怎么做呢？
Buddha Shakyamuni has given a precept to a butcher. Remember, at night you don't kill. After the sunrise, you do whatever you want. I can't really control you.
释迦牟尼佛曾经就是这样子教导他的一个屠夫弟子，就说日落之后呢，你就不可以杀生，那太阳升起之后你做什么我都不能控制。
And one of the biggest problem actually is in the culture, Buddhist cultured society, such as yourself also. Your model, because of your culture, your model is always a little bit...Of the target, to whom you refer to. Okay, so you all think that to be a Buddhist, you have to become a monk. To be a good Buddhist, you have to become a monk.
那有一个
or a nun.
有个最大的问题就是在那些 有佛有很多佛教徒的那些社会，就好像你们这里这样子，你们的这个标准经常都是有点就是每都是高标高高于你的标准的，非常高的一个标准。比方说，你们认为要作为佛教徒，就必须是个出家人。
Even here, see in this Sakya Tenpiling Temple, I don't see Genghis Khan statue.
比方说，在这里四家寺，他没有看到这个成吉思汗的这个法像塑像。
Yeah, Genghis Khan, right? Or in the Karmakaju centers, they should have a Qing dynasty, you know, Qing emperor. They should have that.
或者在噶玛噶举的中心，他们应该有这个清朝的皇帝的塑像。
Because they were equally important in preserving the Buddha Dharma.
因为
equally.
因为他们在护持佛法方面呢是一样的重要。
But forget those. Even Ashoka, you don't remember.
即便是阿育王，我们都不记得。
Wow! If not for him, Buddhism does not exist.
要不是阿育王的话，佛教根本就不存在。
Do we anybody remembers him?
有人认记得他吗
？Maybe as a powerful king, but not as an object of refuge.
可能只是记得他是一个很强而有力的国王，但是绝对不会把他当作一个可皈依之对象。
Spiritual path that is influenced by culture, limited culture does this kind of damage.
一个当一个精神的法道呢受到这个文化的局限的时候，就会出现这样的破坏。
Still, please don't put Genghis Khan there because I will be blamed.
不过，请你们别摆放这个成吉思汗的塑像，要不然大家都会怪罪仁波切。
Okay.
就是这样。